אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israel went to elections for the third time in a year on Monday, and the country still does not have a government. Once again, the results did not give any one side of the political spectrum the 61 seats needed to form government. Only 8 parties won seats in the Knesset, the lowest number in Israel's history. The election results were a victory of a kind for Likud and for Prime Minister Netanyahu in particular. Likud increased its representation to 36. It did so by bringing out voters who had not voted in the previous two rounds and improved its support in both raw numbers and as a percentage. However, at the end of the count, the right-wing bloc of parties committed to supporting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has 58 seats. The centre party, Kahol Levan, led by Benny Gantz, had a disappointing result after a lacklustre campaign and lost seats. Their tally is 33. The Labour Party, in combination with Meretz to its left, and Gesher, led by Orly Levy Abikassis, only received 7 seats. The party which ruled Israel for its first two decades as a state was almost decimated. Avigdor Lieberman also saw a small decrease in support and dropped to 7 seats. The right-winger, who has said that his objective is to remove Netanyahu from power, may still be pivotal in saving the country from a fourth round of elections. The other major victor on Monday was the Joint Arab List, which won a record 15 seats in the Knesset. Although 62 lawmakers in the Knesset are deeply divided on key issues, they all oppose Benjamin Netanyahu and could unite to unseat him. Even without a government, the 23rd Knesset is due to be sworn in on March the 16th, next Monday, and will be able to pass legislation from the floor. Kahol Levan has now said it will be putting a bill to the Knesset that would bar a lawmaker under criminal indictment from forming a government. Such a bill would have the backing of 62 MKs and would prevent President Reuven Rivlin from giving Netanyahu the mandate to try to assemble a coalition to form the government. Netanyahu has accused his political opponents of trying to steal the election with the bill. The Likud party said on Friday it would petition the High Court to review the final tallies from Monday's voting, claiming errors in the recording and writing up of results. Such a challenge has little chance of succeeding. Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz on Friday accused Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of inciting violence. His comments came after the arrest of a man on suspicion of assaulting an activist for an anti-corruption watchdog while he was protesting outside President Rivlin's residence in Jerusalem against the possibility of Netanyahu being asked to form the government. The Movement for Quality Government in Israel has been picketing outside President Rivlin's house since the election results were announced. The watchdog argues that Netanyahu should not be asked by the president to form a coalition while he faces trial on criminal charges. Late in the week, a group of Likud supporters held a small counter-protest. Police said a man in his 30s from the second group has been held on suspicion of assault and also for stealing a number of items from a protester. Gantz also criticised Netanyahu after a meeting on Wednesday in which Netanyahu divided the parties in the Knesset into right-wing and left-wing blocs, while saying that the Joint Arab List is not part of the equation, accusing its lawmakers of being terror supporters. Gantz said that Kahol Levan respects all voters and compared the Prime Minister's attitude to another democracy not considering the Jewish vote there. Lawmakers from Kahol Levan and Yisrael Beiteinu vowed yesterday to form a government without Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and claimed there would not be a fourth election despite the prospect of continued political gridlock. In order to do so, they would need to work with the Joint Arab List. But a spokesman from the party said last night there had been no approaches from Kahol Levan, but the Likud had approached them with an offer to rescind contentious legislation if they do not go into coalition with Gantz. Last night, Benjamin Netanyahu held an emergency gathering in which he accused his rivals in Kahol Levan and Yisrael Beiteinu of attempting to steal the elections through deceit and anti-democratic legislation. A defiant Netanyahu said, "I'm not going anywhere." Flanked by supporters, Netanyahu said he had holding a mass rally and was instead broadcasting to some 16 smaller events throughout the country due to health ministry warnings against large gatherings amid the coronavirus scare. Netanyahu asserted that the Likud party had won an amazing victory in securing 36 seats, saying the party had won more votes than it ever had in the past. He also said it could have won an even greater share of the vote had the far right Otzma Yehudit, which did not cross the threshold, agree to drop out of the race. Gantz, soon after, gave a statement to the press as well, saying that the Netanyahu era is over. He said he would do everything possible to avoid a fourth election. Austria's Chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, remains the only world leader to have congratulated Prime Minister Netanyahu on his ostensible success in the election. Israel now has 22 confirmed cases of coronavirus, and over 80,000 people are in isolation after having contact with someone diagnosed with the virus, or after having returned from countries where the virus is rampant, including not only China and Asian countries, but also a number of European countries and even San Francisco. The majority of Israel's virus sufferers have returned from Italy. Yesterday, Palestinian Authority officials said the number of patients diagnosed with the virus in Bethlehem in the Palestinian territories had risen to 19. 15 American tourists at the Angel Hotel in Bethlehem were put under quarantine as part of measures to stem the spread of the coronavirus there. The hotel has been linked to other cases. There have been 16 confirmed cases of the virus in Bethlehem, which is in lockdown in a coordinated Palestinian-Israeli effort. The first cases in Bethlehem were reported after a group of Greek tourists stayed there while visiting Israel and the Palestinian territories in late February. The tourists tested positive for the virus after returning to Greece. Their bus driver, a resident of East Jerusalem, is in a critical condition and in an Israeli hospital after being diagnosed with the virus. He is the first person in Israel seriously ill with the virus. Meanwhile, over the weekend, dozens of tourist groups coordinated their departure from Palestinian territory through Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport amid the discovery of numerous infections in the West Bank. The departures were aided by Israel's police, foreign ministry, health ministry, and security forces. At the same time, more airlines cancelled their flights to and from Israel, and Israel added more countries to the list of places from which no tourists are accepted and from which Israelis returning here need go into isolation. The IDF has been forced to call off a major defence exercise with the US, the biennial Juniper Cobra exercise, due to health ministry restrictions. In an emergency meeting last night, business leaders and government officials met to put into place measures to help those suffering economic loss due to the virus. Billions of dollars have already been lost in tourism and over the cancellation of major cultural and sports events. Israel will celebrate Purim on Tuesday and Wednesday without the normal parades and mass celebrations due to the coronavirus. The health ministry has banned large gatherings. The chief rabbinate has issued instructions on how to hear the Megillah of Esther if in isolation. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting from Jerusalem and wishing all our listeners Chag Purim Sameach. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.